Well, guys, it's great to be here in Nebraska. Charles, thank you so much for that. And he's serious. Charles may not owe anyone anything, but we owe Charles a debt of gratitude. He was a supporter of the movement, of my father, of the ideas, back when it wasn't expedient. Right? We see a lot of people, they jump on a bandwagon when they can get something for themselves. He was a supporter. He was a believer when we had zero chance of winning. And there's a difference. We've seen that a lot. There's a reason I don't go in a lot of these primaries, because you got two stiffs doing something. It's like, I'll help them win because it's going to be better than the Democrats. We've seen what they can do to this country in 1 year.
Yeah.
It's the only place they've overperformed, right? Like, I was like, you know what? It's going to take them 4 years to destroy our country. I was like, man, they're doing a really good job. They're working for China more than one of his opponents. Right? But I look at the opponents. We don't even have to list them by names. You know that. One has ties to China. We've seen how that's worked out for America. The other is bringing on, like, liberals as their team. I don't think that's going to fly in Nebraska. So we need you guys to be involved. You've seen how powerful good conservative leadership can be in the governor's office across America. Look at the performance during COVID. Look at the response and the economies. Look at the jobs. Look at who is willing to strip away your freedoms. And more importantly, once you actually figured out what was going on, which was pretty quick, who was willing to give those freedoms back to people when they actually knew the truth? It wasn't the left. It wasn't, you know, the people with ties to China and the rhinos and the people that do all the stuff. You know, they pretend they're conservative. You know, like the Mitt Romney factor of the... Right, with Republicans like Mitt Romney, who needs Democrats? So, you know, that's some of Charles' competition. So we got to make sure that people understand that, right? Business guys that don't need the job, that aren't beholden to the establishment, that have the guts. Too many kids. There's a better word for it, folks. Okay? There's a better word for it. Now, if I was a teacher in liberal cities, I'd be able to talk to young children about cutting them off. Okay, but I won't say that stuff here in this crowd. Right? I mean, just think of what's going on in this country right now. There are teachers, their hill to die on is they need to be able to speak to 3, 4, and 5-year-olds about really explicit sexual material. Parents are not allowed to be a part of the conversation. They're not allowed to know what's going on. They're not allowed to opine. And we're just supposed to accept it.
No!
No! Enough. Let kids be kids.
Amen.
Right? If they still believe in certain things that happen on the night of December 24th, they're probably not ready to learn.
Right. Exactly.
About those things. Or make permanent decisions.
Yeah.
Where the vast majority, based on the studies later on in life, grossly regret those decisions.
Yeah.
But they're pressure. Right? If you quit your job because you're not able to talk about those things to 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds, you're probably a groomer. I'm just saying, because I can't come up with another explanation. But this is now part of the Democrat Party platform. Right? Everyone, oh, blame Joe Biden. It's like, yeah, of course, he's probably signing the bills, but does anyone have you watched him? Like, he didn't come up with that idea, folks. Like, this step would be like a challenge. Like, now in all fairness, right? I can get up here and I can talk and I can go through all the policy and the talking points and everything like that. Do I have any notes? Like, is there a teleprompter somewhere? Like, it's not that hard, folks. This guy's been doing it for like 175 years and he still cannot get it right. Like, do you really want him to have the nuclear code? So we all know he's not the guy coming up with anything. He's just the willing guy to sign it. Right? Because the media lied to you. It's just good old Joe. He's not corrupt. That's all a lie. But now we know it was always true. And we all knew it was true all along.
Yeah.
But the reality is this, and I have people always, where is he going with this?
Can you get this to Charles?
We maybe needed a Joe Biden.
We've been talking here.
We maybe needed that disaster to fully understand what the Democrats, what their lackeys in the mainstream media, what their overlords in big tech, on social, you know, multi-trillion dollar industries, all functioning as their marketing department. The fact that, like, elections are even close, it's almost hard to believe, right? Like, right? They have $3 trillion industries just boosting them, suppressing you. How many of you guys have been Facebook jailed? How many of the things that they put you in Facebook jail for were 100% right? I said it before. The difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth.
6 months.
Now it's like 6 days. Like 6 hours, right?
Yes.
Now you see it. Because they repeat themselves, right? You could see it yesterday, that tragedy in New York. They wanted that guy to be a white supremacist. And when they find out it's not, and it happens to be someone else, certainly a supremacist, it's like, it'll be gone in about 5 minutes. You'll never hear about it again, because that's not part of the narrative. And that's what they've done to America for decades. But Trump sort of brought it out, right? He's working with Russia. Well, it turns out Hunter was working with Russia. He's not much, you know, there's a reason that Russia did not invade Ukraine under Trump. Right? They did it under Bush. That was Georgia, but different. But they did it under Obama. Then there was a 4-year pause. And about 1 year into Biden. Because that's what predators do. They look for weakness. And they capitalize on it, right? It's no different than, I'm sure, the thousands of coyotes that I flew over in landing here, right? They sense weakness, and they pounce.
We need Trump again.
We do, and we need other strong people. Again, you've seen what's going on. That's why we're supporting Charles. Because he'll actually have the guts to take on the establishment. Like I said, we've seen plenty of people. We've seen plenty of people give the proper Republican sound bites. Oh, but then they get in the office. And a reporter that hates their freaking guts, hates their values, their freedom, their religion, everything about them. They will... he's a perfect example. Begging for an endorsement, begging for it 5 minutes later. Oh, well, they're going to write something mean about me. So I will try to... I'll sell out my beliefs, and more importantly, my constituents. To satisfy someone who hates my guts, to turn a story that'd be like a 3 into a 4. Right? It's not like it became good.
Right.
But that's the problem. Fear of someone who believes in nothing that the people that you chose to represent believe. That's a problem. And guess what? Our government's full of it. Whether it's on the federal level, whether it's on the state level. That's why we need guys like my father to step out. They don't owe anyone anything. They don't have to pay back a favor to some bureaucrat that got them something earlier in the year or earlier in life. They can just get in and fight for the people that they're there for. And as I can assure you, for me, as a former real estate developer from New York City, it would have been a lot easier just to shut the hell up. No, I'm serious. Right? Make a lot of money, play that game, be invited to the cool person stuff, not be canceled. You know, because the cancellation only goes one way, as we've seen, right? It's only... You can preach the stuff that we're talking about that are like now the Democrat hills to die on. Critical race theory. We're going to institutionalize racism in America. This is basically what they're telling us, right?
Yep.
You're a mother, looks like, right? Yeah. Are you a little upset maybe with what's going on in the schools?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're a terrorist. No, that's what they've told us, right? If you voiced concerns to your school board, okay? You've seen what the teachers' unions have done, right? It wasn't about protecting kids or anything like that. They didn't want to teach because it was for safety. Okay, we'll do online learning. Well, we don't want to do that either. They still wanted to get paid. They didn't want to teach. They still wanted to get paid. They didn't want to go back to school. They wanted longer vacations. It's not really about the kids. As a former head of the teachers' union once said, they'll start worrying about the kids when the kids start paying union dues. That's the mentality. But they have a stranglehold on government and our politicians and everyone. And you've seen that. And that goes for every institution imaginable. Right? A lot of veterans raised their hands in the room here earlier. As an American, I watched what happened in Afghanistan and the withdrawal, botched withdrawal, you know, for PR. Right? That's all it was. It was a PR stunt. We're going to accelerate a timeline, so we'll get about, forget about little things like, I don't know, our civilians. Right? Like, leave no man behind but the civilians. We can leave them behind. Screw them. Right? $86 billion in weapons. You know, the Taliban is like one of the top armies in the world now. But more importantly, we do that. We botch it so badly, and the general's in charge. Remember Milley? Okay. He gets in front of Congress. I could not have seen this coming. Really? Raise your hand if you're in this room and you could not have seen this coming. Because there's a pasture we're going to put you out in here. Right? I mean, it's time. Just, you know, come on. Then you had a very, very intelligent, it's the greatest team ever formed, we're told by the media and the Biden administration. Our Secretary of State, he gets up on stage. We are shocked and dismayed. You know where I'm going with this one, right? Because this is like, it makes you realize, unfortunately, how far we've fallen. Which is sad. As the leader of the free world, it's like, are we the leader of anything anymore? When our Secretary of State gets on a stage similar to where our generals could not see it coming, where, you know, my 9-year-old saw it coming. Certainly anyone who'd been in theater had seen it coming. And certainly anyone who'd been there for 20 years in charge, if they didn't see it coming, guys, what the hell are they doing in those positions?
Right?
But then our Secretary of State gets, they're shocked and dismayed that the Taliban did not install a more diverse and inclusive. This is like a legitimate quote. I'm like, I'm watching, I'm saying, holy. I'm going to behave as much as I can behave, right? It's always a fine line. They're going to grow up eventually. Hey, look at what the Democrats want to teach them in school. Whatever I can say here is nothing compared to that, okay? Like, they're shocked and dismayed. Like, what about the Taliban made you think that they were going to do anything, like, diverse or inclusive? I mean, they enslaved young women into, you know, sexual slavery. Like, that's one of their big things. You know, women can't get educations, they can't read, speak, and public, they gotta, I mean, what made you think it was gonna be even remotely diverse and inclusive, right? I think these are the same people, they took reporters, you think the journalists would be pissed, right? If Donald Trump says Merry Christmas, they say, oh my God, he's inciting an insurrection. The Taliban can take a journalist, stick him in a cage, douse him with gas, light him on fire, and it's like, well, you know, it's a different culture. That's what we're up against, folks. No, seriously. Right? Like, it'd be funny if it wasn't true. You know, every day I wake up thinking we've hit rock bottom. Right? You see, inflation hits a 40-year high. Does anyone here really believe that inflation's only 8.5%?
Yeah.
I don't know, because, like, you know, I get that they can massage numbers, and I get that they can manipulate data, but, like, if gas prices are up 40, 50%, guess what? Inflation ain't up just 8.5%. I'm sure there's a way they can back it in, and they'll lie to you, and then everyone will sell it to you. Again, those same trillion-dollar institutions that told you Joe Biden would be a moderate, that told you he's competent. You know, he's a man. Moderate Joe, man of the people from Scranton, Pennsylvania. In D.C. for like 50 years. But yeah, minor details. Like, I've lived in Pennsylvania longer than Joe Biden did. Right? Yeah, I did. I went to boarding school there. I went to college there. I was like, I checked that box better than him. But minor details. Doesn't matter. Right? Hunter Biden laptop. That was Russian disinformation. Do you think that it would have been Russian disinformation if it was a Don Jr. laptop? And it wasn't like it was like one laptop. I'm like, every enemy that we have seems to have a Hunter Biden laptop, right? Like, it wasn't like he screwed up once. I'm like, there was like 75 things on that laptop. Each one of them, just I did one of them. Over. Right? Like, I mean, he's on tape with a prostitute smoking crack and saying that the Russian mob has one of his laptops. Like, it's not like he's literally saying it. I'm like, I don't know, that sounds a little bit like Russia collusion, possibly. Like, and you have to wonder, we're on the brink of World War III, right? We're talking about enforcing no-fly zones. Like, we're part of NATO. If Europe enforces no-fly zones, like, we get in that way. Like, guess what? We're in a war with Russia. Like, I don't know. For what? Another super corrupt country? You know,
yes.
I'm not saying Putin's a good guy by any means, but, like, I don't know that after what I've seen and having been in the room for the last 6 years and seen what's then been reported, I imagine 99% of what we're seeing is propaganda, because it sounds like they're trying to get us to do another war. I mean, it has been all of like 3 months since we've been in one, but it's about time. Military industrial complex, they're chomping at the bit. Because guess what? It doesn't matter to them. They get rich, and it's your kids that get to go over there to die.
That's right.
Not theirs.
That's right.
That's all it is. Big militaries, they've been out of it. Big pharma's been making trillions for the last couple of months. They're like, it's our turn again. And you see it. It's getting so obvious. So good. Maybe you needed a Biden just to show America just how fragile it is, just how quickly it can disappear, just how bad and incompetent the Democrat policies are. The trillion-dollar institutions that are functioning as their marketing department, they can't even sell this stuff to the American people anymore. I mean, you know what a trillion-dollar marketing budget can do? Well, what would you do with a $1 trillion marketing budget, Charles? It'd be...
I think Nebraska number one!
And they still can't sell this crap anymore. And they, again, maybe that's the good thing of what's happening. Maybe it will wake people up. And I get it, guys. Again, I was always a conservative, but I wasn't vocal because, again, it made sense to shut up and build buildings in New York City. You know, if I start talking about two-way stuff and hunting and all the stuff that I do and I always have done, like, I'll save that for myself when I'm with my friends up, you know, in the redneck part of the state. New York City, we're just gonna throw in a suit, we're fine. What are you doing this weekend? Nothing?